This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate committee hearings have raised more questions than answers about the Thomas nomination. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Judge Clarence Thomas has overcome great barriers of poverty and injustice, and he deserves credit. But much more is at stake than his background. In 1987, he gave glowing praise to a right-wing article taking an extreme view about a woman's right to abortion, even in cases involving rape or incest. Now he says he disagrees with the article. In 1988, he strongly advocated the use of what he called higher law to interpret the Constitution, but in the hearings, he disavowed that controversial view. Other statements indicate he'd turn back the clock on civil rights, abandon protections for workers against exploitation by business, and even outlaw special prosecutors to investigate government scandals like Watergate and Iran-Contra. Are you still for Judge Thomas, Al, or just very still?
Well, at least you haven't tried to bork him yet. Let's set the record straight about all the myth, fantasy, and hysteria you want to heap on this exceptional man. Ted, last week Judge Thomas told senators how any speeches he made when he worked as a political appointee and a policymaker heading up the EEOC shouldn't be used to judge his judicial temperament and philosophy. Now that Judge Thomas sits on the federal bench, he carries out his duties and obligations with a serious responsibility that is sincere and appropriate for that position. And that's how we should judge the judge. Ted, I know you and some others may think natural law is the etiquette book at a nudist camp, but some of us think natural law was exactly the guiding principle that led Thomas Jefferson to write about all men being created equal with inalienable rights. Do pay attention. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress dragging its feet on reforming the nation's banking system. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.